This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Sunday, November 1, a royal wedding. Our reading comes from Psalm chapter 45. My heart is stirred by a noble theme as I recite my verses for the king. My tongue is the pen of a skillful writer. You are the most excellent of men, and your lips have been anointed with grace, since God has blessed you forever. Gird your sword on your side, you mighty one. Clothe yourself with splendor and majesty. In your majesty, ride forth victoriously in the cause of truth, humility, and justice. Let your right hand achieve awesome deeds. Let your sharp arrows pierce the hearts of the king's enemies. Let the nations fall beneath your feet. Your throne, O God, will last forever and ever. A scepter of justice will be the scepter of your kingdom. You love righteousness and hate wickedness. Therefore God, your God, has set you above your companions by anointing you with the oil of joy. All your robes are fragrant with myrrh and aloes and cassia, from palaces adorned with ivory. The music of the strings makes you glad. Daughters of kings are among your honored women. At your right hand is the royal bride in gold of Ophir. Any wedding is a pinnacle moment, not only for the couple involved, but also for their family, friends, and community. Weddings can be expensive too. The average wedding in North America costs about $30,000. Psalm 45 is a song about a wedding. And not just any wedding, but the wedding of the king who rules over God's people. This king is majestic and strong, victorious and gracious. He cares about truth, humility, and justice. He sets the world to rights. This king is noteworthy because he aims to do what is right, living God's way and opposing wickedness. What's more, he's getting married. As you may recall, there have been a few royal weddings in recent years. They get a lot of attention and sometimes put on quite a show. Many people get caught up in the pageantry and beauty of a royal wedding. Any marriage is a sign of hope for a new future. But with a royal wedding, the hope of a whole nation is renewed and people are stirred up with joy. In Hebrews 1, 8, and 9, some words from Psalm 45 are used to describe the kingship of the Son of God, Jesus. The most glorious earthly royal wedding is just a foretaste of history's final hope, when Christ the King comes for His bride. Pray with me. Christ our King, stir our hearts to sing the noble theme of Your righteousness and love. Thank You for the glory of Your bride, the Church, throughout the world and down through the ages. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.